Just not real sure what year the Buckleys actually came there. We haven't managed that research yet, but he's the fourth child of James and Julia Buckley, and he was born on the property at Homebush. They were all homeschooled at Armatree, so yeah, going away to the First World War would have been a monumental step.
So, how old was he when he went off?
I think he was about 24 when he went away, or 23.
So, where did he see service?
Went to Peronne in France. Saw a few battles prior to the final action at Mount Quinton, just out of Peronne in France, and that was in 1918.
So, what happened to him?
He was killed while crossing a footbridge. The previous day, he'd saw heavy action with where they took prisoners and killed a machine gun nest of Germans and took 22 prisoners.
Now, I understand that was also the action where Arthur Hall was, and he was also awarded a VC.
Yeah, that's correct. That's sort of what's probably prompted. One of the things that prompted us to this action was Arthur Hall's descendants and family have done a memorial from at Coolabah, and had the Coolabah-Bree Warrener Road named after Arthur Hall. And there'd just never been anything done in this area for Alexander Buckley, who actually paid the supreme sacrifice and lost his life.
Now, you're going to be unveiling a plaque for Alexander Buckley this Anzac Day, and I understand that his VC has recently returned to the War Memorial in Canberra.
Yes, up until I think it was about 1996, we were on a school excursion down there, and my son was interested in it. The VC wasn't there then. The following year, we returned to Canberra, and my son wanted to go over to the War Memorial again, and we noticed that the VC was there. So yeah, for a good few years, the VC had and nobody knew where it was. One story was that it may have burnt in the Gelaghambone Hotel fire when his brother Bill Buckley was a resident there in sort of an aged care situation, too old to live on the property, and he was actually living there at the time that the hotel burnt down. And of course, we all thought that that's probably where the VC went to.
So nice to know that it's safely tucked up at the War Memorial.
Yes, well, after tracing it down from the War Memorial and getting in contact with descendants of the Buckley family, we discovered that it had spent some considerable years in a safe, family safe at Bundaberg in Queensland. And after tracking them down, we were very fortunate for the opening to have tracked down two of the descendants, a great niece and a great nephew, who will be here to unveil the plaque.
Now, let's look at this cenotaph here. I understand that it hasn't always sat at this particular site at Armatree.
No, that's correct. My father and some of the other soldier settlers and ex-members of, or members of the RSL or sub-branch here at Armatree, found out that the hall was going to be sold by the RSL and sold privately. So it was.
Because it was a pretty big hall, wasn't it? And I assume that at one stage, Armatree would have been a much bigger community, what with soldier settlers living here and so on.
Yeah, it was a very active community. The hall served as a dance hall and everything, quite a large structure. And Armatree was actually known district wide, very widely, for what a beautiful dance floor it had. And it was probably an overkill at the time that it was built for the size of the community, but it certainly reaped dividends as far as dances were concerned and balls. And and then when it was getting sold, yeah, the group of the ex-servicemen and that got together and shifted the memorial, which you can, if you see the memorial, it's quite a large concrete structure. It took a bit to get it here without breaking it. But anyway, here it is.
And you have, obviously, you have ceremonies every Anzac Day here in Armatree. What sort of crowd do you get here?
Oh, mostly 100-plus people. We have sort of got up to 150. It's quite amazing to be out on the flat here, as you can see. As we're talking here now, we've got the old magpie always turns up in the background. We've also, some mornings when the fence was a little bit closer, had some Angus cattle hanging over the back fence, and it sort of all adds to the Australiana of it.
It's really a genuinely bush event, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly, yeah. And we afterwards go for a cup of tea at the sandwich, a sizzle breakfast at the CWA rooms, and we're lucky to have a very active CWA branch here that maintain a nice building for us, and everybody goes there, and the bottle of rum and the milk get handed around, and have a bacon sandwich or a sausage sandwich for breakfast, and a bit of a yarn.
Anzac Day in the bush. Tell me, do you do the two-up?
Yes, there is a game of two-up at the pub in the afternoons. There's also a fairly big one at Galaganbane, but publican puts on a game of two-up, so wouldn't be Australia without it.